The programming on Relevant Radio is brought to you in part by the University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota, offering undergraduate degrees along with scholarships for freshmen. More info at cupthemary.com.
I just want to feel my brother's spirit. For lack of better terms, just connect with him again.
This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and on the Relevant Radio app.
Wow, that's George Floyd's brother. What pain, what deep woundedness, what anger you must feel. He told that to ABC News. Let's pray for him, for the family, and for all those who've been the victim of arson, those who've been the victim of looting and other acts of violence. You know, we are called to pray for those who persecute us. We're called, as Father Rocky pointed out, to turn the other cheek. These are the tenets of our Christian faith, right? Yet they're difficult amid all the devastation taking place. Sometimes it's hard to find hope, but there are signs of hope. And St. Paul, Archbishop Bernard Hebda, he tweeted out that residents in his neighborhood woke up yesterday morning to find crates of produce at the intersection for families who can't get to stores because they're closed, or who can't use mass transit because it's been closed down. In Chicago, of course, they didn't escape the plague of riots that had broken out because of the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. In fact, Jake will post a photo. My son took a photo the other day. He's in Chicago, and he was on the streets with his camera, of a police officer giving a pizza to a homeless man. So there are acts of charity out there, and you can find that at Drew Mariani Show or at Facebook.com. Just do a search for the show. And please like us. Follow us on Facebook. Stay in touch with us in social media. The Daughters of St. Paul, they have a bookstore along Michigan Avenue. It's also, you know, called the Magnificent Mile, that section of the city. If you're familiar with Chicago, you know what I'm talking about. That area got vandalized, and it was looted this weekend. And in all the mayhem, just chaos broke out, and Pauline Books and Media were one of the victims of it. And I'm sure the irony of people breaking windows and going into religious bookstores and stealing religious books, it's probably not lost on you. I'm thinking, really? Of all the places you're going to loot, you're a looter? God, I hope they picked up something that's going to help bring about their conversion, or at least help them. Sister Tracy is the director of the Pauline Mission Advancement, and you can find out about them online. That's Pauline.org. And Sister, thank you for joining us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
I'm delighted to have you. You have to share the story with everyone. Tell us what happened to your store.
So we have good friends around the city, and some of them actually live in the apartments above Michigan Avenue, and they, in the later part of the evening, well, I guess around 9 o'clock, started to let us know that they were noticing acts of violence and vandalism along Michigan Avenue. So to keep aware and be vigilant. And so we had kind of, you know, just prepared ourselves for bed, but also thinking that there might be a long night. And probably around 10:30, we got a call from one of our friends saying that there was a building burning kind of along our stretch within a half a mile of us. And I would say it was around 11 that then our alarm system started to go off, indicating that it was the front glass window of our Book and Media Center, which is our center of ministry. And we've been here for a good number of years here in Chicago. So it was just shocking to know that they were, making their way, not sure if they were coming into the building or not. But of course, for us, you know, as sisters, I mean, this is a sacred space, and this is holy ground, and we have a chapel. And obviously our convent is not on the same level of the book ministry, but we're in the same building. So obviously there was a lot of concern for our own safety.
Yeah.
Well, so we just tried to be vigilant and be aware throughout the night.
Here's the thing. Most people would be devastated by something like this happening. But there's a photo that's making the rounds on Twitter of members of your convent actually standing out front in front of your looted store, and you're all smiling. What's that all about? Why?
Well, we just experienced the kindness of these people who were basically on the lookout to be helpers, to help. And we had begun clearing the space and trying to clean, but obviously moving glass and carting that away, it does take a bit of effort and a little equipment. And so we didn't have that, but we just started working, and they were the ones who stopped. And we had three, four different groups of people that stopped. Those are the only ones we took pictures of, but if I would have had it, you know, my mind clear enough, I would have taken more. But we were just, I think what we were feeling was the joy of coming together to right a wrong. And obviously that's it's a very small corner of this experience that we're all living. But these things build and have ripple effects just as we can see the evil does. So it was trying to build that.
I'm hopeful, sister, that whoever took the books and materials might find conversion through them. You never know how God works. He brings good out of all things, doesn't he? But what are your plans for the future? Are you going to rebuild, I'm assuming?
It is damage that can be repaired. So we're in that process of just estimating what costs will be, obviously, like everyone else, and especially being a nonprofit mission. These are not things that are in the budget, if you will, but we are doing our best to gather resources so that we can rebuild what needs to be rebuilt, make safe what needs to be made safe, so that we can open our doors so that we have able to minister to people one-on-one like we do every day.
Well, keep up your good work there. We're going to be praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy here in just a couple minutes. So I will keep your intentions along with mine and ask God for providence and blessing and especially protection on you and all your fellow sisters there. But thank you for sharing your story with us. I know God's going to bring good out of this somehow, sister.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your prayers. And we're united with you all as well.
Thank you. That's Sister Tracy, and she's the Director of Mission Advancement there. And again, you can find out more about them simply by going to PAULINE.org. Let's pray the chaplet when I come back. There's a lot to pray about, right? And we'll pray for those who mourn, those who've been the victim of violence, those who are suffering. I want to pray for you as well. I want to pray for whatever those intentions are that you have. And what an anointed time to be able to gather together wherever we are and invoke prayer. Prayer changes things. It really does. I was thinking about the conversation that we just had with Father Rocky, and he's right. I think about the power of the rosary. You know, at Fatima, Our Lady, she said, hey, pray the rosary every day, and you'll obtain peace in the world. You'll obtain an end to the war, you know, because prayer can obtain it. Let's do that. We'll pray the chaplet right now. Prayer given by Jesus himself. It's a powerful prayer. I know it moves the heart of God. Let's join together. We'll pray for peace and for you.